Yeah, well, we're in the Nishmas, Sparah Bas of David Yudah Levi, as well as my grandmother, as I said, is in a few days, Master Ethel Bas of Zalman Yosef. It's a little bit easier, a little bit lighter topic than attacking lefties like we have the past few weeks. But how many times do you wrap around your arm the tefillin? I always think it's like chok v'yavar. If you don't do seven, then you're out. You know, if you sometimes you mess up, it's only six or eight, you're not thinking. How important is that? And we'll see, it's actually not very important at all, the number that you wrap around, which is very interesting. The Torah says, "Faritzua yichrocho sa saviv zroo." You wrap around the tefillin around your arm. Ad sheyagil etzba. The whole point is to get to your finger, and then your middle finger. V'karchas sviva, and then you wrap it around shloshapam, three times. So in other words, the whole real point, according to the Torah, while you're wrapping around your arm, is simply as a mechanism to get to wrapping it around your finger. Says the Beis Yosef, it quotes a couple of Gemara Menachos, the Gemara Osam Midrashim, that say the importance of wrapping around your fingers, what it symbolizes, we do a shin, then we do a dalet, then a yod, that's also extra added on. But again, nothing is mentioned about the arm itself. At the end of the Beis Yosef, he throws in, flo nizker b'divrei aposkim. It doesn't say at all in any of the rabbis, come upon him, how many times, tzarech lichrok haritzu alizroa, how many times you need to wrap your tefillin around your arm? He says, "Va'olam, the minug is, no, again, they have the minug, likroch shisha o shiva krichos. Six or seven times." Very funny number. It's either six or seven. Which one is it? Says the Vilna Gaon, this minug at all is not based on the Gemara at all. He says, so where does this concept come from of wrapping around your arm at all? You just go straight from the tefillin to the finger. Well, what's this business of wrapping at all? So he says, the Vilna Gaon says, maybe it's based on the opinion of Marva Ravina, which the Sefer Birchas Elio explains the Vilna Gaon. There's an opinion in the Gemara that says you don't have to wrap it around your finger at all. We don't follow that opinion as we saw in the Torah. But if so, so where's the tefillin going? It's just handing. Where's the strap going? It's just hanging there? No, so according to that opinion, if you're not wrapping around your finger, where you're wrapping around must have been your arm. So it's really only like backhanded that we even come up with a concept that it has to be wrapped around your arm at all. Shulchan Aruch, though. So, Kshartim Osai Yedecha, that's a good question. It's a good question. Where does this Ukashartim? So I think Kshartim, we that's the one wrap that you're wrapping it, meaning the tefillin is wrapped around your arm, but it doesn't say you need all these multiple wraps. It's a good kasha. But I guess we take care of that by this simply one time, right? That's the box. But all this business about wrapping around your hand says Shulchan Aruch, you wouldn't even know this chabura existed. Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's like so important. It says v'noag in olam mikrocha v'zora shisho shiva krichos. Minog is you do six or seven around your arm, and no discussion or any doubting such a minog. So the Shulchan Gavoh already says, so what is our minig? So he says the minig is to do it seven or nine times. Anyone seen anyone do it nine times? Not at all. But he quotes the Ari, which all boils down to Kabbalah, which is going to be the rest of this Chabura, is that the Ari in Sefer Kavanis says you do it seven times. Follow me here. You know why? Because the Pasuk in Megillas Esther says, Sheva Naros Haru'uyos Lase Sla, seven maidservants that were given to Esther. Also, seven is equal to the number of the seven spheros. Spheros Omer, right? And the thing that no one understands what it is, I don't understand either. Hod, Shebahod, Chesed, Shebamalchus, whatever all these things are, there are seven of them. So therefore, because of that, seven is an important number. Which begs the question, what does it have to do with Queen Esther? What does anything have to do with Queen Esther?
What they do before Queen Esther,
that's a good question. But for forgetting about that, what does even Queen Esther have to do with anything? So the Sefer Shevet HaYehuda, which is, I believe, the Church of a Rebbe, he writes like this. He says, "Hainu kamo shenosnu Esther amalka shivin aros mibeis hamelech." They gave Esther seven maid servants. "Mikemen shekachu mishpat v'derech malchus." Seven is a way of kingship. "Kamokein sorach lichol karetzuas k'shiva krichos." Therefore, you wrap your tefillin seven times. "Kidei shaydeze v'yozus klala tefillin al yad mimkomo." It fastens the tefillin in place. "V'shiva krichos heim amisharsim esat tefillin shal yad." Just like seven maidservants helped out Esther to make sure she was doing what she was supposed to be doing, so do seven wraps keep the tefillin on your arm and keep it in place. And he says, that's what he writes, it shouldn't fall, and it also connects you to Hashem and Shiva Madrigos. Fine. Seems a very simple chabura.
Sticks but, wouldn't hold it
in place. So 1 second. So it comes to simple chabura over here, right? You think you're done, but I've got 2 minutes left. What does seven mean? How many times are seven? You think it's a klutz kasha. Calculate for me seven. No, someone put on mock tefillin and count for me seven. So you put on the thing over here. You put the box on. I'm going to do it Ashkenaz, yeah? So I type fasten it. And now what am I doing? So I go one like this, or half like this. Then I go seven like this. And then I go another half around my fingers, yeah? So you have seven full ones and two half ones. How many does that make?
Seven.
Or not. That's the chabura. So there are shockingly two opinions how many, how to calculate seven. No?
We did nine.
I can't hear you.
And we did nine.
Why did you nine?
We did two
of them. Oh, so that's fascinating. So I don't know. So maybe that's like, now I'm all confused. Maybe that's like that sheet of nine. So says this Sefer Divrei Bnei Yahweh, we bring sheetahs across the board. Over the last 300 years, they disagree how to calculate seven. Is it six full ones and two halves, which would be seven? Or is it seven full ones and two halves, which is really eight? So the reasons to have seven complete ones, meaning seven full ones and two half, which is eight, is that Ari just said seven maidservants for Esther. I'm assuming there were seven live full people, not six people and then two halves, right? Same thing with seven sviros, there's seven full ones. So if that's the case, you have seven. Rav Chaim Palachi says, four are for the shame, you need seven full ones, because four are for the shame of Osios and Hashem's name, and three are equal to Yud Kei Vav, which equals in Gematria, Aleph Hei Yud Hei. Seven full ones. So in other words, seven full ones and two halves, which is eight, but seven full ones. Also, seven times at a wedding, you go around seven times. So that's connected to show Hashem's connection to us. Fine. So what's the reason to have six and two halves? So if you think about it, it's Baltosif. If you have seven full ones and then you have two halves, it's not seven. So it's not a real Baltosif, but the point is, if seven is the key number, so you should do six full ones and two halves. Is that what anyone here does, six full ones and two halves? No. But according to the Haftis poskim, that's the way to do it. Another reason to have it is the Munkach Rebbe says, hello, you know when he read Shulchan Aruch, forget about all this Kabbalah. What does Shulchan Aruch say? What was his Lashon? Who remembers? What does that mean? You know what it means? Says the Munkach Rebbe, six, which is really seven, which is six full ones and two halves. Proof you should have six full ones, two half ones. Practically speaking, I'll end the chabur on a very simple note. It's a nice, fun chabur for like 5 minutes, but here's the basic line. The bottom line is, Mishnah Berurah says, don't waste my time, it's very simple. It says, Vanadna Aginan Shiva, we do seven, which I'm assuming means seven full ones. Aruch HaShulchan says seven. The Rivos Ephraim says, Yesh Mekilim B'sheshu Beza Chetzi Krichos M'stapel Shiva. Some only need six and two halves, but V'yoser Tov, it's much better. Also Zayin Krichos Shlemus, to do seven and not to count the two halves. Again, a little bit above my pay grade here with the Kabbalah, but it seems pretty clear. If you have seven, it's important, that's fine, and that's the way to do it. But if you don't, you miss up one, six, and it's Nishkefer. It's not the biggest deal.